You can enjoy this Phoebe, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up in any location you like. Mantello Motor Group's 72-hour sale is available at three great locations. Roxburgh Park, Faulkner and Sunbury. Over 500 new, demo and used cars must go.
Seinfeld fans, and there are many of them, would be interested to know that Jason Alexander, who plays George Costanza, or played him, threatened to quit in series two. Unthinkable. I mean, George arguably, or with Elaine, my favourite character. Now, if you remember the episode where Elaine and Jerry went to Florida, Dave, you know what I'm talking about. You were a Seinfeld fan, Fev?
Yeah.
Got to get you on board. Got the box set. Let's have a Seinfeld weekend where we just watch a marathon of Seinfeld.
No, because you'll commentate through the whole thing. I'll be like, oh, this is a great... Oh, it is. I love this beer. They're driving down the road. Oh, my God. I love that bass line. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, get out of the room.
The Florida episode, that was where the rocket pen, remember? The rocket pen. And anyway, but you know, the point is, Jason Alexander, his character George, wasn't in that episode and he threatened to quit.
Did he?
Yeah, he was like, you don't need me in an episode? Well, I quit.
He was going to drag the World Series Cup around the car park.
I quit. I'm out of here.
Jason says it. Do you want to hear Jason saying it?
Why not?
Here we go.
Very early on, Larry wrote an episode where Elaine and Jerry go to Florida, and Kramer and George are not in that episode. And when Seinfeld started, I had a very successful career in the theater in New York, which is what I thought I was going to be doing all my life. So when I was written out of an episode, I came back the next week and I said to Larry, look, if you do that again, do it permanently. If you don't need me to be here every week, because I didn't know Seinfeld was going to be Seinfeld.
Yeah, right.
If you don't need me here every week, I'd just as soon go back home and do what I was doing.
Interesting thing about Jason Alexander, for people who are fans of George Costanza, and Dave and I, we interviewed him a couple of years ago. He is the opposite of what you expect. He is, for such a sarcastic, ironic character... He's so earnest.
It's like Ari Gold.
So sincere.
He's the same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he is a bit. You're right.
Yeah, they're real serious.
You expect a jokester. Anyway, I find that interesting because that would have been series two. Now, if he'd followed through and quit, that would have been a disaster for him.
Well, he made the right decision, didn't he?
Well, he did make the right decision. But Fev, that's the thing. Sometimes you feel like quitting and you're glad someone talked you out of it. Now, in that case, George got talked out of it. Jason, sorry. But... I'm thinking if there's any, because I know I've had times in my career, been on radio shows where I've thought, nah, I can't, I just can't do this anymore.
What do you mean?
Today? Like today, Junior.
Way back. I would have thought that was way back.
That was with the Shantuzies.
I think we've all had those days where you go, I'm done. I'm going to quit. I'm going, if this doesn't happen or if that doesn't happen, I'm leaving. And you're glad someone talked you out of it.
Well, stay, please, Fief. I'm begging you.
Oh, for the love of God, once a week we do this. Oh, jeez.
No.
Should we do it today?
Yeah, 131060. Call us now.
Like quit.
Do you want to quit?
Maybe.
Don't, Fev.
If you quit, I'm just saying this, look me in the eye, all four of you, or three of you, however many there are in the room.
How much have you had to drink this morning?
Or one in, all in, okay?
No! No! That is a lie. You never do that. You know, she always does this tomorrow. Let's all pull a sickie, and you know the next day she's being a scab, turning up and going, oh, they're all not working. Maybe you should just leave it with the box dog.
Other day when she sent a message at like 4:30, I'm not coming in today, guys. We get here and she's here.
What? Damn it, my plan didn't work. The Fifi Box Show is on blocks.
131060, if you feel like quitting, we will talk you out of it.
Oh, will we?
No, seriously, you might be having one of those days today.
Okay.
You maybe had a meeting yesterday, you had a flare-up with a work colleague, and you're like, I'm just over this job. Let us talk you out of it.
This is dangerous.
I feel like it's our three job to do that. I feel like Fee's like, nah, fair enough.
Yeah, give us a call if you've got that very issue. We'll see how we go. 131060 is the number. Your call's next on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
George Costanza of Seinfeld, played by actor Jason Alexander, threatened to quit in series two. Now, I think he'd be so glad that someone obviously talked him out of that because that would have been a disaster for him. I mean, he would have bought... property portfolio and set himself up for life with that series. Why would you bow out? Anyway, we don't all...
Good financial advice there from Fifi Box. Think about your portfolio, man.
He also contributed to one of the most successful comedies of all time as well.
Yeah, but honestly...
But think about your blue chip stocks.
That would have been mad had to walk away.
What a successful. He was on. He was in New York. He was on.
Broadway. But still, not never the know. Same fame. Americans love fame, Fev. He's done far better being George Costanza.
But he could have stayed and played and done something amazing, and Seinfeld mightn't have been Seinfeld without him.
You're right.
But Wall Street wasn't the same without him.
Yeah. anyway. He got talked out of quitting, and that's important because there are times when you're having a bad day at work and you think, oh, I'm just done. I want to quit. And we've said 13, 10, 60. Call in if you're having one of those days or you're scared you're going to. If you're nervous to head into work right now because you think I'm liable to do something crazy like quit, we'll talk you out of it. Bridget from Toorak. Hi, Bridget.
Putting a lot of pressure on yourself here because these are real lives at stake here.
Yeah, and watch this. Hi, Bridget.
Strapping. Here we go.
Hello. So I'm a casual and I'm literally getting called into work every day. My boss calls me and says, can you come in? It's an emergency. And I've already missed a week of uni and I'm on edge. I want to quit.
Oh, Bridget.
Just quit.
Yeah, to be honest, when you said casual.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look.
What's more important, uni? Come on.
What are you studying, Bridge?
I'm studying arts commerce at the moment.
Okay, the commerce bit will be handy. The commerce bit will be very handy.
Where do you work?
Where do I work? I'm a swimming teacher.
Oh, well, actually, people need
to swim and we need you to save lives.
Just ante up, do an 80-hour week, live with it.
What do you think, Fev? Quit.
Oh, she quits.
Yeah, to be honest, your study is important, Bridge.
Yeah,
are you living at home still?
I'm like half-half.
Just move back home. Move back home and quit,
Mum and
Bridge.
Dad.
Hang on, but
she's
got to study. No. Got to study and look after herself.
Yeah,
Wait a minute now.
These are two people that work 3 hours a day. I would not see them as people as well.
Bridget's not set up and got a beautiful job, 30 years old. She's a young uni student that needs to go home,
save her
money and study.
I know I said 13, 10, 60, call now and we'll talk you out of quitting. Like I did, Bridget, there's a good argument for you to quit, to be honest. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Did you cut her off?
Yeah. Hi, Todd.
Morning.
Todd from Brunswick. Okay, already this sounds ominous. I feel like you're in a bad place, Todd. Do you want to quit?
So I'm a plumber and I got called out yesterday and it was a sewage job and something exploded. There was a pipe leakage and I was covered in pulp.
Yep, okay. That's unfortunate, Todd. Would that happen a fair bit, though? Would that be part of the job?
Oh, it's about the third time I work with toilets quite a bit and... Yeah, my job's pretty crap.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you are a plumber. Like, we kind of saw this coming. If you were telling me you're an accountant and you had to put up with sewage, I'd be thrown off a bit.
But, you know, see, Todd, you need to know how important you are to us, Todd. Not just your boss, not just your family. Melbourne needs you, Todd. Yes, Todd! Don't quit! You can stay. You can power through this, Todd. You'll regret it if you walk away.
Okay.
Yes.
He seems pumped up about
it. Stirring and emotional. Well done. You've saved his life.
There we go.
There we go.
We saved that segment. Sure, we told Bridge to quit, but we've got Todd in point.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Who is the biggest footballer?
The Biggest Loser Transform, 7:30 tonight on 10. Be the best you. We've got our own version. It runs for a 2-week series. It's Brendan versus Jason Favola. They're both trying to transform themselves in a healthy way, Fee.
They are. It's about transforming themselves. And very exciting, in the next hour, we have the patriarch of the family. I cannot wait. No, patriarch. That's a man. The male leader, your father.
No, he's not
your father
leader.
Is going to be coming in here in an hour's time. And it's a no holds bar interview. In fact, Fev, you're going to love this. You're not even going to be in the studio.
Oh.
I am going to get to the bottom of what your rivalry with Jason is all about.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much going to choose his favourite son live on air.
Do we have a rivalry, do we? Or
he's going to predict.
The fact that you don't notice you've got a rivalry is more amusing to me than anything.
Someone will win, Brendan or Jason will lose.
But you're under the pump at the moment. You're sitting here now. I don't know why Sonda's trying to destroy the show, but she's brought in bags of chips. We've got all those Thins Oporto chips in
They're
the studio.
So good too.
And now we've got Cadbury's party mix.
Wow.
All sitting in front of Fev. I don't understand it.
Well, that's extraordinary. Let's use our technology, the same technology that enables us to speak to Fifi's brain at times and get her real thoughts. Also go straight to this part of Fev's body.
Connecting to Fev's stomach. Connected. You can now hear Fev's stomach.
What are you doing to me, guys? Why is this happening, Fifi? Why? Did you think this was a good idea, did you? You made him row for a minute yesterday. Like, he hasn't done exercise that intense since people were using MySpace. Oh, God. I thought cutting down on the intake, that would have been a good idea, but this is too ridiculous, okay? He's not eating that much through the day, but at night, it's getting out of control. Instead of sleepwalking, he's sleep-dialing Uber Eats. He waits in the lounge till he's, like, he's still asleep and the delivery guy turns up. And then it's like a dog chasing a postie. He chases him down the road. The other night, he ate the bumper off the poor delivery guy's Camry. I know he's trying to lose weight, but 8 kilograms of polycarbonate can't help.
Okay, thank you. That's Fev's stomach there.
I'll look after him on Monday.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
There is somebody that has a great job and they don't live in Melbourne. It's a shame because we've got the most livable city in the world. We know how good our city is. Okay, Queensland have some nice spots, let's be honest. Sunshine Coast is okay. Noosa, Hamilton Island. Yeah, whatevs. There's someone with a job up there, and she is working as the Global Publicity Manager for Tourism and Events Queensland. Remember a few years ago, Queensland were doing the best job in the world promotion?
Yeah.
Well, this woman claims to have the best job in the world. And fair enough, if you're just publicising how good your sunshine and your coat, your beaches are, it's a pretty easy job.
Yeah, anyone can do that.
She's gone viral, though, because her out-of-office replies, so when you send her an email and the bounce back, and that's what, if people aren't familiar with an out-of-office reply, that's what it is, the bounce backs are quite hilarious, and they're always changing. So if you were to send her an email right now and she pops on her out-of-office reply, you would get this. Hello, did you know that I'm the whale whisperer? Yep, 3 months ago I visited Harvey Bay, flapped my tuck shop lady arms about and conjured up a pod of whales while watching tour. Anyway, if you need any more information, call me back at another time.
Had a house in Harvey Bay.
Did you?
That's what you took from that.
Had to sell it. Heaps of bats. Anyway.
And then she had another one a few weeks ago when someone sent her an email. And
did any of them mention the bats in Harvey Bay?
No, I'm not hearing anything else at the moment. I'm just powering through.
I don't know what to do. Go.
Her next email, her other out-of-office reply was this. That's me, wondering where Captain Sirius burgled my brain and swiped my dream of holiday cocktails under a palm tree out of my hand. I mean, it's creative.
Sure.
It could be annoying. That's annoying. If you just got that every day. She's just trying to say how good her life is, and good on her. People should celebrate how good they are.
She's having a chuckle. She's having a giraffe.
Yes, she is, but it's
Does
always
she have to
fun.
Do that every day, though, like record them, or she just having on repeat?
Well,
that's annoying.
Fortunately.
She mustn't be doing much in her job.
She's leaving work early because she has to prepare for a message to tell everyone she's leaving work early.
Fortunately, she doesn't record them because they're out-of-office emails. But if she was recording them, and not the Fev, I like what you've just introduced here because we're radio and obviously we're an audio medium.
Thank you.
Why don't we talk about voicemails for a second? Because one of my favourite things, when I come across, stumble upon a funny, clever voicemail when you ring someone, I always go, yeah, well done, because it's brave to do it, because what happens is you're stuck with it. And then they can become, as you said, Fev, really tedious after a while if you keep ringing that person. But if you've got a great voicemail that you're proud of, a funny, clever, witty voicemail, 131060, call us. We want to hear your great creative voicemail messages.
Oh, they call us and then we have to call them back so we hear it?
Do you know what? All that happens behind the scenes. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
I just really, really stumped me. I had to think too hard.
I really like this segment because you can maybe inspire Fifi because I hear your voicemail all the time when you're screening calls. I think I talk to your voicemail more than I talk to you.
We want clever, creative voicemails, so do give us a call. We'll then call you back. That's how we'll work behind the scenes, Fev.
I've got a voicemail. That's pretty cool. I'm going to play that now. Or?
Well, okay, why don't we? Can we play yours? Because I called you yesterday and it blows my mind. You worked for a company before you joined us on the radio show.
Yeah, for 3 years. Sort of worked.
Yeah, well, you left them last April and this is still your voicemail message.
Hi, you've called Brennan Vivola from CGR Sports. Please leave your name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
You know, he only just changed that from his previous one, which, hi, I just got drafted by Carlton, so I'm probably retraining.
We'll come back to your calls.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hilarious voicemails after this. We want originality and creativity in voicemails, so we'll come back to those. What about Dave Thornton's mum, Inika? I mean, this is a good example.
Oh, hang on a second, This needs context. My mum, this is her landline, okay? Because she still has a landline. She changes it every week. There's a Thornton thought of the week.
Wow, that's fresh.
So I hope that she's never home, so I can just give her a call.
So does your so literally your mum will not answer the phone, so everyone hears her thought?
Yeah, they get the they get inspired.
Here we go. Let's just have a listen. This is the sort of creativity that we'll hear after the next hit.
Hi, this is the Thornton's thought for this week. Nobody really cares if you're miserable, so you might as well be happy. As you've gathered, we're unable to get to the phone at the moment, but please name a number and we'll get back to you. Have a good day. Bye.
There she goes.
Mum, I crashed the car again. Could you come pick me up?
We'll come back to your voicemail.
Miserable.
We'll even play voicemails from members of this team as well. You'll get to hear what the actual voicemails are from the likes of Fife and Dave.
Do you, you wouldn't have it. You would have to pay for
Telstra voice to text service.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're talking voicemails. Now, some people in this world, in this team even, Byron, think they're redundant. But we've all got them. You've all got message banks. Well, not everyone.
No,
but
not everyone.
No, no, I know, but we have in this team. And Byron, yeah, well, Byron's the only one who doesn't.
You have to pay for it.
Well, you did, I didn't know you had to pay extra. That is another reason to get rid of it.
God,
we all want to meet our budgets. Mine is boring because it's just the Telstra text service. You don't want to hear mine.
And I reckon when people do call you, that you'd be like, hi, it's Byron. They go, oh, I'm ringing Greg, wrong number.
Oh, very
but yours is a particularly tight one where you've only got 10 seconds. Like, what does this mean, 10 seconds?
This one, it probably is a bit annoying.
Hi, the person you have called is not available. Please leave a short 10-second message after the tone and we'll send the message as a text.
That's so annoying.
I tell you what, I like the sound of her voice, though. She could be the anchor. That would
now, we've heard Fevs. Can we now listen to Dave? Okay, this is what happens when you ring Dave Thornton.
Oh, okay, here we go. This will be a cracker.
Hi, you've reached Dave Thornton's phone. I didn't get to it in time, so just leave a message.
Well, that's it.
You're a comedian.
That's exactly right. I'm a comedian. People pay for the jokes. You're calling up for free. You're getting donuts.
We've got Fiefs. We get this a lot because, as Dave mentioned,
I've
she does tend to scream her calls.
I don't scream. I have active time with my child.
Guaranteed to get this.
Hi, I can't take your call right now, but if you leave your name and number after the beep, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
You won't.
Thanks.
I'll tell you what happens.
You don't even leave your name.
When she's bored and she's driving from here back home, she will call one of us.
Yeah, she calls. Yeah.
Now, if you take 20 minutes to get back to her, too
doesn't
late.
Answer.
Windows closed.
Say that. You've all noticed, though, I don't do that anymore, though, because I've got someone else to call.
Who's the other person?
Anyway, 13, 10, 60.
Sorry, you didn't end the sentence. What other person?
It just occurred to me, you're right. You know, I used to do that all the time and I don't anymore. You're off the hook, boys.
Thank God.
13, 10, 60, though, we have said, if you've got a fun, entertaining voicemail, let us know what it is. Now, Lee from Rye, she gave us a call, and we're going to call her voicemail now.
I'll
Let's listen
now.
To it.
Let's see how it goes. I hope this works. We didn't really test the whole process, but it should be fine.
I hope so.
Radio.
Please don't answer, Lee.
Wait, how many rings do we have to put up with?
Hello?
Okay, you didn't understand, Lee.
That's why I asked the question.
You meant to not
earlier.
Answer. That's a very fair point, Fev. This is why this is falling over.
Lee, sorry, it's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron here. We were just ringing to listen to your voicemail.
Oh, sorry, I'll hang up then.
Okay, we'll come back to Lee perhaps.
Okay. Let's try Rob from Knox.
Please answer.
Oh, are you there, Rob?
Hello.
Oh, why is everyone answering? This is when we leave things with our producers.
Okay. This is why I said no phones.
Can we do a quick... Sonda, just check in. Do you understand how this is supposed to work?
That's his voicemail. He gotcha.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, the first one didn't, so don't jump up and down. You're one from one.
Let's try Trent.
Okay, Trent from
Ron. What's up? It's Joel Madden here from Good Charlotte, and I'm hanging with Aloe Baker.
Maybe just let them know, Joel, that they can leave a message for me after the beep.
I'm good to say whatever, man. I'm cool.
Yeah, because you're the man.
Life can't get...
I don't get some radio guy. That's some sort of lame prank. So this is going really badly. Let's call Rob again,
can
just
we
to
try
make sure.
Rob?
Yeah.
How about we just leave a voice to one of our producers to let them know they're fired?
Rob. Here's Rob.
Hello. What'd you say? I can't hear you.
Oh, this is good.
Hello.
That's annoying. I'd never ring him again.
I love it.
Hello.
I love it.
I can't get to the phone now. Leave a message later. Thanks.
Hey, Byron, can
Let's leave him a message. Hey, Rob, it's Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron here. Rock solid. I rate that. Fev, what did you think of Rob's
voicemail?
Yeah,
not too bad. We're about to throw to the news because it's after 8. We're going to play Alpha Bucks for 10 grand.
And we were going to give Tom, we were going to give him 10 grand.
I thought he was going to play.
Oh, but he
didn't
answer.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Yes, it is. Now, if you're a fan of The Biggest Favola, we're only a few days away from finding out whether Jace, the younger brother of Brendan, or Brendan, the elder brother of Jason.
That's usually how it works, Fee.
And just before we do know the results, pretty proud of Jace. He's done really well.
He's wonderful, your little
brother. Literally, like, he's good on the tooth. Has really, really been eating really healthy.
Oh, we saw him yesterday when he came in. Wow, I can see the difference already.
Yeah, he looks good.
Good on him. We do have your father in very soon, the big patriarch, Ange Favola. We're going to have a one-on-one D&M without you in the studio. Can't wait to get to the bottom of you.
Dave's really shocked that I was just praising my brother.
It threw me off a little bit.
I think it's throwing Jace off. He's probably just driven off the road. He's not sure what's going on.
That's so true. Jace would be like, where's he heading with this?
Yeah. Of course, your biggest Favola transformation, we got started because The Biggest Loser transformed. Now, that kicked off last night. And, you know, stories of people with weight struggles always hit to the core of anybody with insecurities, because even if you don't have weight insecurities, everybody has insecurities for whatever reason. And weight ones are very common, and I would say everybody goes through this. But it was so interesting watching Nikki last night. Now, Nikki's only 25, and for her, this transformation is about being confident in a bikini. Now, she's the youngest contestant, and when she said that, and I don't know whether anybody else watching or any girls listening to this right now think, well, yeah, that's number one for everyone. And I wonder if even Nikki knows that. That's, you know, I've got friends that are, you know, 55 kilos and not confident in a bikini. Bikinis are a real sore spot for women in general.
Yeah, often when I put a mankini on, I get a bit...
You look vulnerable.
Yes, suffer these insecurities too. But what was interesting and did strike a chord, and I can relate to, was when she said, and I'll read the quote, Nikki said, "I just hate my body and I hate the way they look. I've been with my partner for 3 years and he still hasn't seen me naked. My insecurities make him feel like I don't love him." It's an interesting one here because, and 13 10 60, in fact, because I think, boys, you were surprised by this when we were talking about this before the show. Are there people out there and their partner's never seen them naked? Call now, 13 10 60. Because this is it happens more often than you realise, and it's people and girls particularly get riddled with these insecurities. And I remember when I was my mid-20s and I started seeing this guy and I really liked him, and he had, before me, had dated a model. And the minute you hear model for any girl, you go, oh, this is it. And I remember thinking, oh, I don't want him to see me naked because he'll compare, you know, I'm 5'4", I'm a curvy 5'4", and she's a, you know, 6-foot glamour supermodel with no curves. Like, what's the... And I remember that was riddling me with insecurities. So for months and months, I was like, I'm trying to avoid that situation. And I'm saying this because the best trick I've taught myself, and I'm suggesting this for anyone else who doesn't like people seeing them naked, get naked really
quick.
Do it really quickly. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off.
Well, no. I mean, like, wait till you get home.
What I mean is...
Oh, look at that.
You
don't want to be a La Porchetta before the pizza comes out and just rip it all off.
You'd be surprised. It's all... And girls, if you do have these insecurities and you don't want your partner to see you naked, I guarantee... And boys, you're boys. And this is what I've heard from, you know, the boyfriend at the time told me. He said, it's all in your head.
100%. Totally.
He was like, I think you're beautiful. I don't care that, you know, you've got a bum and you've got hips. I like that. And I remember going, oh, so I'm the one who thinks that I look bad naked. And that's a real moment that I think a lot of girls and women need to have.
Yeah, you're a true model, mate. Like, you're a scale of 1 to 2. You're like a model of a real human. You're like a 4-foot version of what should be 6 feet. You know what I mean?
13, 10, 60. If your partner's never seen you naked, that'd be really interesting.
It would be, because as somebody who's gotten over that, I can tell you there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Cool, all right. Well,
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, we were talking about nudity. And if you've never or you're not comfortable getting naked in front of your partner, because one of the girls, Nikki, on The Biggest Loser Transform, she said that her partner's never seen her naked. And he, Kyle, thinks she's beautiful. And it's an interesting, some people, that blows their mind, thinking, what? But how, you've been with someone for 3-5 years and they've never seen you naked. But I get it, because I just revealed I was in a relationship like that where I was like, I'm too paranoid. And it can be really confronting. It can be a really confronting thing to do. And I think my advice is get it done, the faster the better. Which, and no, now that's not going to sound, you know what I mean.
Get what done?
I mean, no, I just mean, anyway, Tara. Hi, Tara.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Tara. Tara, can you relate to this? Is this something that you've struggled with, being nude in front of your partner?
Yeah, I've been with my partner for 16 years, but for the past 2 years, he hasn't been able to see me naked because I've put on a lot of weight.
Tara, is he aware of that, or are you hoping he hasn't noticed?
Yeah, he is, and like, he reminds me all the time as well about the amount of weight that I've put on.
Oh hang on, so he's, Tara, so he's guilty and bad for having put on the weight?
Pretty much, yep.
Oh no, Tara, that's not on. No wonder. Sorry, that's horrible for you, because I was hoping in these situations you hope you've got a loving, supportive partner who understands that for whatever emotional reasons or whatever physical reasons you've put on weight, and that they work through that with you. And because we all know, Tara, when you put on the weight, that's all about you. The last thing you need is the person who's supposed to support you more than anyone putting extra guilt and making you feel bad about yourself. Tara, I'm so sorry about that.
That's all right. Thank
you. Oh, you poor thing. Oh, I'm so annoyed about this situation. You know what, Tara? I'm going to suggest, because we know nothing about your relationship, but have you had a heart-to-heart with him? Have you told him how that makes you feel?
Yeah, he knows.
And does he have any sympathy, any empathy? Does he... Oh, Tara's gone.
She has dropped off, and you would hope it's because the line disconnected, but we will check on Tara and make sure she is all good, but we appreciate the call. The partner clearly needs to be addressed. He must be addressed.
Well, that's a bigger issue, to be really honest, and I hope if Tara is still listening, there's a bigger issue there than...
Don't worry, Schnooksy gives me crap.
Yeah, wait.
Schnooksy. She goes, what's happened, honey? It's not funny, Schnooks. I've eaten too much. But anyway...
Yours is a slightly different, slightly different situation.
I know, but I'm just trying to, have a
just
chat.
So we know, Tara, it was because the phone cut out. Tara is still there on the line.
Are you there, Tara?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good, Tara. No, I honestly think this is separate to, I'd love to see you and he work through other issues, because that's just a lack of respect for you, Tara, I have to be honest. That's you've got your own insecurities, and he needs to understand that you need to feel loved, regardless of what you look like. That's paramount. You need to get that through to him. I hope you can sort that out, Tara.
So do I.
Oh, good luck with it.
Thank you.
But just remember,
Tara,
you are beautiful, Tara.
Thank you.
Now, there's plenty of calls here.
Scales, it's the evil. It's an evil that we must... Oh, we've got to understand, it doesn't matter what you look like, what you weigh. People have all sorts of food-related issues and they're eating for whatever reasons in their life, and back off them. Laura from Pakenham. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
Laura, are you getting naked in front of your partner, or is it something that you're not comfortable doing?
No, I've been with him for just over a year, and no, I haven't. And still, he's got a pool, and over summer I would always find an excuse to not go in the pool around him and his family. I'm just really insecure about it. And if we do shower together, I make sure it's in the dark and that he can't see anything. I'm just really insecure about it.
Laura, does he know? Is he aware?
Yeah.
Do you talk? Is it
like
an open...
No, he knows, and he constantly tells me he loves me for who I am and what I am, and that's really nice and everything, but it still kind of is a big thing for me, and it's still really, I've always been really, not confident with going out in a bikini or anything like that, so it is a big thing for me.
Do you know, I think that's really important what you just said then, Laura, that it is about you and how you feel, and I think it's crucial in a relationship. It sounds like you've got a loving partner who keeps reminding you that he loves you the way you are. And but he's going to, so you've got to arrive at that at your own pace. Mm. You can't,
yeah.
You can't suddenly feel great about your body. That is a process yeah. you need to do on your own. And I think it's great that you've got a partner that's accepting of that and just keeps propping you up.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's good that he's, you know, patient with it and stuff. Like, I'm trying myself to get more confident. But, yeah, it is hard. It's not just something that, you know, you wake up and you're confident like that.
Well, thank you, Laura. I mean, there was two sides of the argument there, wasn't it, with those two calls?
Well, and they also, let's be honest, we didn't mean to. We were talking about nudity.
Yeah.
And what we've ended up talking about are the importance of relationships yeah. and people in a relationship getting respect.
But I know for myself, because I used to be pretty ripped up, so I'd have my top off at training all the time. But now down the beach over the holidays, I literally wore a T-shirt because I was embarrassed because I was fat. And I knew that people would be going, oh, look how fat he is. Like, aww, seriously,
Dev.
I seriously wore a T-shirt. And I was like, normally I just have it out because I want to go brown and, yeah. you know, the veinness comes out. Nice. But no, lost that confidence. It's weird, isn't it? Because I used to be pretty calm. I was like, I don't care.
Well, I think everyone relates strange. To weight issues. Mm. And then, like you said, it's men and women. Mm.
When that young girl just said that about putting her bikini on, I was like, well, that's how I felt over summer.
Yeah.
Should we honestly, not kidding, like as your mate, should we go, sometimes we have a bit of a laugh and whatever. Like, should we actually go easier on you? I'm not kidding.
I know, like I don't have an issue, but it's just like, when other people, I don't know, it's weird because they go, oh, because
yeah.
I do, like, I've got like cellulite and
but
stuff.
But you
on my
know,
pants.
And we do, and that's, you've raised that now, Byron. And but Fev, you started, so we laugh along with your joke.
Yeah.
But you're right. If you, and I think we should also point out that the biggest Favola is about transforming yourself because you want to get fit and feel good about yourself. Because that might seem ironic that we're supporting that, but that's you choosing to be fitter to play for West Melton, South Melton.
South. Yeah, you're going so well.
Get yourself fit, but you're going to have to transfer clubs.
VV Dave, Fev and Byron.
Who is the biggest Favola?
Yes, move over. The Biggest Loser transformed 7:30 on 10, where you can be the best you. We've got our own version with some very interesting theme music there underneath us. It's the Biggest Favola.
It's been nearly 2 weeks of pitting brother against brother. The elder, Brendan, taking on his younger brother, Jason Favola, over a 2-week period to see who can transform themselves the most. They've both been hoping to be a bit fitter, maybe drop a little bit of their fat concentration. And it's
that's a nice way to put it, Foxy.
Quite competitive to the point where, and the three of us, Dave, Byron, we've been worried about the foundations of that friendship and that relationship.
Well,
and
the whole
we thought,
family.
You know, her family could fall apart. And we thought, you know what? We need to put the boys aside for a second. We need to go straight to the top. We have brought in the patriarch of the family. Ange Favola, the father of these two big boys, is in the studio. Ange, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, all.
Ange, now you have a history with these boys. We're watching a competitiveness that we're worried about. Is this something that they've had from a young age? Is this always been there?
They've always been competitive, the two of them.
Mm.
They don't like each other, they hate each other, so it makes no difference.
So you're not worried. See, we're worried we're tearing a family apart. You're saying this is par for this course and you've been
through
this.
No, it's all part of the course.
Okay.
It's just Jason against Brendan or Brendan against Jason. Doesn't matter.
They just go at each other. It's a funny thing watching them train, because I feel like Jace is probably the more dedicated, even though Brennan was the ex-footballer. But I felt like Fev did all his training early days. Like pre-30 he trained, and now he just doesn't want to look at training at
Brendan
all.
Never trained.
Never trained.
Never trained. He'd find an excuse to get out of it.
And this now, we believe Jace has been hard done by in this sibling relationship. It seems like he's always the butt of Brendan's jokes. And I mean, is it right to feel that sympathy, or is Jace hiding a side we're not seeing?
No, you're probably right. It's always Brendan. It's never Jace. Yeah. So you know, a competition like this, Jason can step up to the plate.
Yes, I like
that's so true.
Oh, interesting you say that. Mm. So, Ange, the question we're asking, and neither of your sons can hear this. They're in a little music booth over there where they will never hear what you're about to say.
They could never even find out what you're going to say.
They can never find out what you're going to say.
I doubt that very much.
Ange Favola, who do you believe will be the biggest Favola? Who will win this competition?
Jason should win it because of the size of Jason.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's got more body fat to lose.
Yeah.
But I've got to sit on the fence. If they can both lose weight out of it, they're both winners.
Oh, that's lovely. Well played.
That's a loving dad.
But what I took from that, you reckon Jace will win?
That's what I took from that. Lock it in officially. He's official selection there. You heard it.
I didn't say that.
Jason has more to lose. So we'll lock that in. In a way, it's a hurtful swipe at Jason as well. But we will lock that in. It's the biggest favola. We will continue to find out. And you can win the $5,000 as well. A family can't enter this one, Ange. But if you go to fox.com.au, you choose who you think will win out of Fev and Jace, you can win $5,000. Friends as well. Probably don't tell them not to enter as well.
It's all right. The wife's already put in for it.
A classic favola. That's the Fox.
That catch-up was put together by Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Four of the biggest names in radio. Four of the biggest brands are on offer at Mantello Motor Group's 72-hour sale. Holden, Nissan, Hyundai and Suzuki. Come trade in your current car with a $2,000 minimum trade-in.